Hello and welcome to another episode of the Diet Obsessed podcast. I am your host, Veronica Santarelli, and this is a podcast for those of us who are just obsessed with all things diet culture, fitness, wellness trends, food, how celebrities get results. I also review other podcasts on these topics. On this show, I like to discuss details and the reality of trying to find balance in a world full of extremes. All right, let's get into the show. But first, I wanted to talk to you about our sponsor, which is a trusted nutrition program focused on healthy aging and longevity. It's called ProLon for promoting longevity, and it helps maintain health, energy, clarity, weight, and performance while supporting healthy aging and rejuvenation of the cells. As all of you know, I'm very much about slowing down the aging process and increasing longevity, and that starts with what you're consuming on a regular basis. Their main product is the ProLon 5-Day Nutrition Program, and what it does is it feeds the body with clean premium ingredients while providing the rejuvenation benefits of fasting. The ProLon system allows you to eat for 5 days, and your metabolism and cells think you're fasting. How genius is that? It's the number one doctor-recommended fasting nutrition program based on over 20 years of research, and it was developed at the Longevity Institute of the University of Southern California. In human studies, ProLon showed to reduce biological age as well as risk factors for health conditions. It's a great body and spiritual reset that combines plant-based nutrition with spirituality and rejuvenation. Fasting is common in all divine religions and major meditation schools, and now science has uncovered that there are major benefits of this practice. You can check out ProLon's nutrition products and program and subscribe to their ProLon 5-Day. They have a lot of different products on there, including a 1-day reset, and they suggest that you do the ProLon 5-Day 3 times a year. So far, I've done it twice this year. I have one more to go. But if you go to ProLonLife.com, you can use Veronica20, that code Veronica20 at checkout for 20% off your order. I'll include that discount code and the link in my show notes. It's also on my link on Instagram at the Diet Obsessed Podcast. So check it out either place. And don't forget to use that code to get your discount and enjoy. Welcome back, everyone. It's nice to talk to all of you. This is another free episode of the Diet Obsessed podcast. If you want to support the show, there's a couple ways you can do that. I do 2 premium content shows that are subscription only. You can subscribe through Patreon. You can subscribe through Apple Podcast. There's actually 3 different levels on Patreon. There's a VIP level there, which is extra personal stuff. There's a Craving More section or subscription level. And basically what the regular Craving More gets you is 2 additional premium content episodes per month. So right now I do 2 free ones per month and then 2 that are behind a paywall. And then Patreon has 1 extra level, which is just 1 extra per month. So if you want to support the show, that those are a couple ways you can do that. Just subscribe to that premium content and get that extra couple shows per month. Or you can just leave a rating or review. That means so much. That's like tipping your podcaster. So if you just enjoy the free ones and you also want to support me and not pay any money, just leave me a rating and review. And that would be very, very helpful. But it is nice to be back. I've been doing a lot of interviews on my free shows, and today is going to be the typical format. So I'm going to get into my regular segments, and then I will do a podcast review at the end. So let's get into my mental health check-in segment. So my mental health, I just released a VIP episode where I made a big announcement. I was so excited because we've been trying to raise money to launch our business in Massachusetts, our adult use cannabis business that we've been trying to get open for going on 4 years now. And I made this big, exciting announcement on my VIP episode that we had raised this money and we were going to be launching, and so excited. And then apparently I spoke too soon because our partner has not agreed to the terms of that loan yet. So it's not an investment. It's more of a loan. And, you know, and I'll talk more about this on my next show because I don't want to talk too much on, I prefer to talk about some of these more personal things behind a paywall. But you know, our partner has never owned a business in the cannabis space. So, you know, he's worked in the cannabis space, but unless you've been somebody that's had to be responsible to pay bills, you don't really understand about the incredibly predatory fees that get associated with any type of cannabis business. You know, because cannabis or marijuana is still illegal federally, every organization that operates with us, that supports us, is like, oh, well, we're taking a risk. It's federally illegal. So we're going to charge you double, triple, whatever they would a normal business. And it's beyond frustrating. You know, for example, a normal checking account, you pay $16 a month. Cannabis, $1,500 a month. I mean, it's insane. So anyway, so the loan that we have, you know, graciously, one of our investors is offering to give us a loan. And it is a predatory term. It's 25% interest we have to pay on this loan. And so, but it is what it is. I mean, if we want to launch this business and we want to get into business, like, we got to say yes to that. And so our partner has not agreed to that. I'm not sure how he thinks we'll operate the business if we don't bring in this money. But yeah, that's having business partners. And that's why I want to have this podcast become my only job, because dealing with business partners has got to be the most frustrating thing in the world, especially in the cannabis space, because you're working with people that, you know, there's just some interesting characters in this space. But anyway, I'll talk a little bit more freely and openly on my next show, which is going to be behind a paywall. So my mental health has been a little bit up and down. I do feel like I'm still planning to go to Boston in the next week and a half. I haven't booked my tickets. I haven't booked a hotel because, again, there's just so many unknowns. So that's a little bit stressful. But there is a big conference I want to go to on the 22nd and 23rd. So I'm planning on being there. And for me, my mental health is best when I know what's happening. Like when I'm a woman that likes a plan. I like to lay out my future and know what's going to happen. And sometimes that's just not possible. So I'm just trying to like calm my mind and say, it's okay. It's all going to be good. Hakuna Matata. Does that make sense? I'm not sure. But anyway, so mental health is okay. It's been up and down. I'm still a little bit stressed out by our partner, but I'm just trying not to let it affect me on an ongoing basis. So that's my mental health check-in this week. I hope all of you have had a good mental health week yourselves. All right, let's get into my diet culture media moment. So some of you maybe saw recently on the news that the CEO of Kellogg's, his name's Gary Pilnick, there was a little bit of a viral moment on the news because he went on talking about how America should basically eat cereal for breakfast, that during tough economic times, you know, families that are stressed should just turn to cereal because it's not expensive. It's helped families through these difficult economic times. And Dr. Will Cole, he was a functional medicine doctor, went on his Instagram and just talked a little bit about how he felt about this topic. And you know, he talked about how, you know, the gentleman that started Kellogg's, you know, kind of helped pioneer this, like, breakfast being the most important meal of your day. And, you know, they've just been kind of pushing these sugary cereals, As dessert, as, you know, all these different meals that they can replace. I mean, remember when, you know, Special K, they're like, oh, just have two bowls of cereal per day. You know, it's just interesting. But Dr. Will Cole was not a fan of this. He's like, you know, most Americans are dealing with some sort of insulin resistance. So to tell people to eat sugary cereal twice a day, that's a big no for me, because a lot of, you know, Kellogg's food does not love the human body back. And it's interesting because Kim Shapira, who I've had on this show, she was recently on a news program pushing back on some of the news that Cheerios had this certain pesticide in it and it was bad. And, you know, she eats cereal every day for breakfast, she said. She eats Cheerios. She's like, the human stomach is, you know, can absolutely get rid of these pesticides. And so you have all these different health professionals. There's some that are fear-mongering. There's some that are pushing back, being like, stop making Americans afraid of eating everything. And it's just an interesting topic because, you know, she was basically trying to make Americans okay with this idea that Cheerios are fine. And so I just made a comment on her Instagram saying, oh, like, did you see this whole Kellogg's thing? And she's like, no, I didn't, but I agree. And I'm like, I saw her comment later and I was like, well, if she didn't see it, how does she agree? And what is she agreeing with? Is she agreeing with cereal for dinner is a good idea? So I'm still not clear on what she was saying, but anyway, I personally, you know, as somebody who has struggled with her weight in the past and used to be one of those kids that would consume 3 to 4 bowls in a row of Cinnamon Toast Crunch and just, you know, go on a sugar high. And, you know, it was very addicting to me, those sugary cereals. You know, I can see how it's a bit of a slippery slope for most Americans. I understand what the Kellogg's guy was saying. He's like, look, if you're stressed out financially, there's this cheap option. But yeah, I mean, I think there's better choices for dinner than cereal. So I lean towards Dr. Will Cole here. And I think, you know, there was this other person that I saw do a little video on, you know, some of the high protein things and healthy things you can get at the dollar store. So, you know, and some of it's just basic like canned tuna and things like that. But, you know, there were some choices in there that could, you know, balance out the cereal. So, and is affordable. So that's where I'm coming from. Anyway, that's my diet culture media moment of the week. If you have any thoughts on this cereal for breakfast conversation, feel free to DM me at the Diet Obsessed Podcast. All right, let's get into my healthy habits of the week. So I went to get some meat at the grocery store. I'm still on this kick where I'm trying to get in more protein. So what I wanted to do was make some healthy tacos. So I went and got some beef and some turkey meat, and we made some taco meat. And then I got the low carb wraps from Trader Joe's and did all the accoutrement. I did, you know, the cotija cheese and the cilantro and some crunchy lettuce. And so that was delicious. Those are very, very filling for me. I get completely satisfied from 2 tacos and I'm good to go. I am trying to put a little bit more meat in there because I do like a moderate amount of meat. I mean, in order to get the 100 to 130 grams of protein in every day, it is a struggle. But the tacos were a good choice. I was on that parfait kick. You know, I was doing the banana with the strawberry and the granola with the Greek yogurt. And I'm just so sick of it right now. I can't eat that parfait anymore. For a while, I was like, I was like, I'm never going to get sick of this. It's so good. And I just ate it so much that now I can't eat it anymore. So I have a bunch of bananas going bad in my fridge. I'm deciding what I want to do with those. Maybe I'll make some banana bread. I don't know. But yeah, I have a limit. I can't consistently eat that same kind of healthy-ish dessert. I'm still trying not to eat processed sugar. I've had a couple little tiny things here and there. But overall, I do have some dark chocolate still. So when I've been needing that sugary, chocolatey thing, I just grab some, you know, dark chocolate covered almonds or one of my little dark chocolate sticks. And so that's been satisfying me. I've also been, you know, doing great with my workouts, just very, very consistent. I haven't been doing the intervals that I've been doing because my leg still is bothering me. I now do more intervals with walking. So what I'll do is I'll put it on 3.0 for speed, and then I will put it on a 3.0 incline, and then each minute I'll increase and decrease. So I'm you know, different levels of heart rate increasing. So I'm still getting some sort of interval type of thing. It's just not as jarring for my body to be running. So I'll go from 3.0 on an incline to 7.0, do a minute there, then go up to 10, then come back down to 7, then down to 3, then back up to 7, then back up to 10. And I'll still only do it for 20 minutes. You know, I'm still not really pushing my 20-minute cardio goal. Like, that's just what I'm comfortable with. 20 minutes, I get some sweat in. You know, I feel good. Like, I got my heart rate up, and that's all I need, you know? So I've been definitely mixing in some strength training. And I've been DMing with one of my listeners who is all about heavyweight. I don't know. I can't really get there. I don't think that my body was made for heavyweight. I just don't. And I don't think that everybody's is. So, you know, I do have some research to do because I was suggested a podcast and some articles. So I am going to look into it. But I have been doing weights consistently. It's just the max is pretty much, I mean, my body weight. Right. I like doing body weight exercises, and I find that that feels the best to me. So that's what I'm going to stick with for now. I did treat myself to some Flower Child the other night, and I got the Mother Earth bowl that I always get. I did have them add chicken because, again, I prefer it without chicken, but I'm trying to get more protein in. So I had them add chicken. And I'm telling you, when I open that container, I don't like the smell of the chicken in it. I don't know why. But I, you know, and when I ate it that night, I did not enjoy it. But then when I ate the leftovers, I only had about half that night. It wasn't that good. But then the next day, the leftovers were delicious. So go figure. I think maybe because I had had a little treat first and I wasn't starving. But anyway, overall, some good healthy habits of the week. I think the thing that I'm most proud about is continuing to not overdo sugar. And it's been, you know, it's been creeping in a little bit more. I've been wanting, like the other day I thought about it. I'm like, it's interesting. I haven't, because since I've finished Prolon, when was that? That was in late January, early February, I think I did Prolon. Yeah, I've pretty much stayed away from most processed sugar, not all, but most processed sugar, and which is huge for me. So anyway, those are the healthy habits of the week. I hope you all have had some good healthy habits yourselves. All right, let's get into a recent foodie fail. Now, I thought that this food that I'm about to talk about was going to be included in my tasty treat section, but I was so disappointed. So I think it was last weekend I went to this little street fair. I thought it was going to be an art fair, which I was more excited about because I do love to stroll around and look at art. But this was more of like a street fair with just like random stuff, lots of different types of food. And we happened as we were leaving, because I really wanted to take some food to go. I wasn't sure what I wanted, but I wanted something different. And I'm like, what do I want? And I happened to look up, and there's this restaurant that has this big sign that said fried bread. It was like a fried bread restaurant. And it said James Beard Award winner. And I'm like, hello, James Beard Award winner. I mean, that speaks to me, right? Any restaurant that's been giving that award should be like simply one of the best, right? And fried bread, I mean, you had me at fried bread, right? You can't really get better than fried bread. So I'm like, I'm going to go in here and let's stop here. So Chad and I stop into this restaurant, and I'm like looking at the menu, and there's kind of these like taco type options. And there's a green chili, there's like a regular one, and there's like a red spicy one. And so I'm like, okay, I'll take one of each. But I'm realizing they're like $13 each. So I'm like, oh, like they must be like big. And I probably don't need that many, but I want to try the different flavors. So I'll get all three. Chad ended up getting one. And now we took them home with us. And here's where I will admit that it could be the fact that we had this fried bread, which should be eaten right on the spot, right? If something's fried, it's going to taste the best when it's right out of the fryer. And if it's left to steam in its own heat, then especially something fried, it's going to get soggy and gross, right? But we have an air fryer. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll just bring these home. I'll put them in the air fryer and we'll be good to go. So I did that. They were not good. Now I maybe if we'd eaten them there, but even just looking at them, I was like, this is a James Beard award-winning restaurant? Like, what is happening? Am I in the Twilight Zone? But the flavor was not good. The texture was not good. It was sloppy. I mean, there was nothing special about it. It was literally just this fried bread with this kind of gross looking meat stuffed into it. Chad made a mistake and he basically ordered burgers, but in this fried bread. And he's just like, oh, like he didn't even realize what he was ordering and he didn't like it either. So that's my foodie fail of the week. I do not recommend you check that place out. But if you do, if you're someone that loves fried bread and this sounds good to you, try it at the restaurant. I will not be going back. Okay. For me, this is a big foodie fail. So that's my foodie fail of the week. All right, let's get into my tasty treat section. So I wanted to talk about this restaurant we went to after I went to the DBAC spring training game. So I just posted a picture today on my Instagram of my friends Kate and KK, and I was so excited to finally go to one of these spring training games. It was a Sunday. It was beautiful out. And it's just, I mean, if you're going to ever visit Arizona, come during March. It is just gorgeous. You can't get better than this. It's 75 and sunny and perfect. And so we went and we had a bunch of drinks at the park. And I did make sure to eat like a good solid breakfast so that I wasn't drinking on an empty stomach. We all know that gets me into trouble, but we went and had a few drinks, and then we wanted to get some food after. Now, we went to this restaurant that was close by, and we continued to order drinks, which was not smart, because I definitely did not need more alcohol in my system at that point, but we ordered a bunch of appetizers. Now, my friend said she was going vegan, but she decided not to be vegan tonight that night. So I was glad because we wanted to order a bunch of things that had cheese in them. So we got the spinach and artichoke dip. We got some Greek nachos. There was one more appetizer that we got. What was it? It was the spinach artichoke, the Greek nachos, And we got one more thing. I'm trying to remember what it was. It didn't have meat in it. But anyway, so we started munching on those. And one of my friends was talking and she wasn't eating. I'm like, well, you better catch up, girl, because I'm going to eat all of this. I was so hungry. And then I got the shrimp scampi and ate some shrimp scampi. It was good. I mean, it wasn't, you know, it definitely wasn't Sophia's that I've talked about a million times on this show. That place is like insane. But it was good. It was fine. It, you know, sucked up a lot of the alcohol. Now I did go off my sugar kick a little bit, or my anti-sugar kick a little bit. So the two little things I had that I was like, and it was a conscious thing. I'm like, look, I need a little sweet treat here. The night that I got the Flower Child, they have these gluten-free dark chocolate cookies. And so I, you know, and you always feel healthier when you're eating gluten-free for whatever reason, even though it's stupid. But I ended up ordering a couple of those cookies. I think that's probably why the meal didn't taste as good, because I did eat a cookie before I ate that meal. And so, you know, things just don't taste as good if you're kind of full already. So that was that. And then the day of the street fair, I did go and we got, so I was trying to decide what I wanted, and they had these, I was like, what can I get that I don't feel like mentally, I want to feel good about my choices. And, you know, cause sometimes if I mentally feel good about it, even though, you know, it's still sugar, right? It still makes me feel better about the choice. So I ended up seeing these, like some of those caramel apples. And one of the guys I was with kind of commented on it. And I'm like, ooh, maybe I'll get one of those. Cause then it's, I mean, an apple is a whole food, right? And so I'm like, okay, this is a better choice than some things. Cause I'm eating an apple, you know, it is, you know, covered by caramel, but that's okay. It's whatever. I need something sugary. It was a sundae. I'm like, I need my treat. So, and I got the one that was covered in nuts. So that was also a healthy choice that I was making, right? Because again, a little bit of protein in there, a little bit of, you know, buffer to kind of slow down the metabolizing of that sugar so I don't get as high of a sugar spike, if you will. Okay, so that was the better choice that I made in my tasty treat, because I did need a little sugary deliciousness that day. So those are my tasty treats of the week. I hope all of you have had some delicious tasty treats this week yourselves. All right, let's get into my podcast review. So what I wanted to do was do another episode from Mari Llewellyn's podcast, which is called The Pursuit of Wellness. So I haven't done one of these reviews for a little while, but I do really like her. She has a beautiful English accent. And I did like one of her topics recently. It's called the topic was keeping weight off. And so she wanted to share some of her tips for how she's maintained her weight loss. So, you know, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of research out there. There's a lot of information out there talking about how diets don't work and how people always regain the weight. And I think that is true for a lot of people, but I also think it has to do with diet culture and with restriction and with doing diets that are so restrictive that they're impossible to stick with, to make a lifestyle change with. And that's very much what Mari was addressing here, was she's addressing like basically how she changed her entire life to incorporate this as a lifestyle. And that's really what works, right? When you think about, you know, diets don't work, but lifestyle shifts do. And incorporating overall healthy habits that add up when you're doing it consistently. So for those that don't know Mari's story, she lost 90 pounds back in 2017. And she's constantly talking about it. You know, she's gone on a bunch of different podcast shows. That's how I first learned about her, is from her sharing her story on a different podcast. And really what she talks about too is her mindset shift, how she changed her lifestyle and really who she was. But she wanted to talk about how she, like, the sustainable parts of her lifestyle. And she's constantly asked by her community, you know, how she keeps her weight off. And what she said is, you know, truthfully, you know, she's never really considered an option for not continuing to live her life this way. She's like, I've never considered slipping back into that old pattern and old ways of living. She's like, I really feel like my weight gain came from being in a rock bottom place, and I just never want to be back there again. She's like, it was such an internal shift for me. She's like, I really feel like, you know, the weight loss, you know, is more of a clickbait thing, but she's like, ultimately, you know, I changed who I was and my work ethic. Now, I thought it was interesting that she chose the words work ethic, because I think, like, around, you know, fat activism, there's a lot of talk about how society just assumes that fat people are lazy and don't work out and don't do some of these healthy things, which is not the case for every fat person, right? You have fat people that go and run marathons and then go to their doctor and their doctor's telling them to go on walks and try to get a little walk in. Well, they don't know that that person just ran a marathon, but still happens to be in a larger body. Well, Mari's speaking from her own experience. And, you know, if you go back and you listen to her full story, she deals with something called, it's a personality disorder. I'll think of the name of it, but she was, at the time, she was on a lot of pharmaceuticals. She was on a lot of different drugs that she really felt did not serve her well. And, you know, for some people, different pharmaceuticals work really well. What she found was that going a more natural route was best for her. And at the time, she really wasn't working out. She didn't have a regular fitness regimen. So I think for her, that's what she's really talking about with her work ethic, is getting into a pattern where she did work out consistently every day, and did shift the way that she operates on a daily basis. So she shares these tips, you know, for people that are on a weight loss journey, or for people, you know, that just want to start to be a little bit healthier and maybe slowly start to incorporate some of these tips into their lifestyle to help slowly make that shift, right? I think that's the other mistake that people make, is being all or nothing instead of just making tiny, tiny changes that are easy to incorporate and then growing from there. But the way that she thinks of fitness and health is really, it's a lifelong journey. She talks about it not as a sprint and a quick fix, you know, before vacation. She's like, it's not like I'm doing cleanses all the time. She's like, this is for life. She's like, I want to age gracefully and have longevity and feel good at 60 to 70 years old. She's like, my grandmother is a huge inspiration for me. She's like, she's in her 80s. She goes on walks. She's cognitively strong. And that is a big, just side note from the podcast, that is a big thing, right? I talk about longevity a lot, and it really is. It's like, do you want to be feeble as you get older? Do you want to break bones and end up in a wheelchair or in assisted living? I certainly don't. And a lot of this is tied to, you know, your overall health choices, you know, can be tied to different types of dementia. So I think when Mari mentions cognitively strong, that's important. I mean, that's why I started incorporating fish oils. I work with the dementia population in the cannabis industry. I do not want to get dementia. It is in my family. So a lot of these preventative things, you know, using cannabis as an anti-inflammatory agent, a lot of the things that I do are similar to Mari in terms of longevity. Now, for her, and this is not in my case, but fertility is a big reason because what she's talking about is you need a bigger reason to have a healthier lifestyle, to be motivated to have a healthier lifestyle beyond just looking good. She's like, you know, aesthetics only get you so far. She's like, but if you have those goals of living longer, living stronger, and for her fertility, right? Like her fertility journey, she wants kids. It is important, you know, for people that are focused on their fertility to think about their health and how they want to show up for their kids. And, you know, when I was in the weight loss industry, that was the motivating factor for a lot of people that would come in. You know, they tried to get down on the floor with their kids and couldn't get back up, or got winded just trying to bring their daughter up the stairs. And I think that that's a very honorable goal, to want to be healthier for your kids. You know, I wish that had been something that my dad thought about, right? For her too, though, it's about her mental health. She talks a lot about mental health, and I think that it's BPD, but it's not bipolar disorder. It's, oh God, I gotta think of the name of it. But she does talk about how it relates to her mental health, how for her, when she gets up in the morning, she wants to move her body to help with the anxiety that can come in her brain. But anyway, so, you know, for her, you know, beyond the aesthetics, beyond just looking good, it's about mental health, longevity, you know, showing up as the best version of herself for her partner, which is also a great thing to think about, you know, for her work and her businesses. So she's kind of prefacing all of her tips with that, you know, so, and she's sharing these different tips. They're not in order, but the first tip is eat high protein. She's like, you know, eating a lot of protein makes you feel full. It makes you satiated. She's like, it builds muscle. And she talks about how she loads up at her breakfast. And she talked about it's very challenging to get a lot of protein. She's like, it's a mission to try to get, you know, she tries to get 150 grams of protein because that's how much she weighs. So she's trying to get an ounce of protein for every pound that she weighs. And she's like, I feel like 80% of people struggle with this, and most people are not getting enough protein in. But she talks about how her breakfast is basically a pile of meat. She's like, I have some fruit, but I'll have bacon or sausage for a higher fat protein. She's like, and I'll pair it with like a leaner cut, like a skirt steak or 90% fat-free ground beef. And she's like, and I'll mix it together for sort of meat mash, which does not sound great. But she's like, it's basically a plate of meat. And she said, and then I'll do some strawberries or a banana for some carbs. So I'm hitting all my macros. And she's guessing that her breakfast is around 30 grams of protein. And that's her meals. Like most of her meals are 30 grams. And then she also tries to incorporate high protein snacks in between. But she's like, protein is always at the center of it. She's like, for lunch, I might do ground beef and avocado or a salad. She's like, if you're ordering a salad, you know, ask for extra protein or double protein every time. She's like, dinner is also centered around the protein. She's like, I'll try to change it up, maybe do salmon or lamb chops. She's like, a slow cooker is a great way to make a delicious, you know, meal where the meat is just falling off the bone and, you know, you can put your veggies and potatoes around it. She's like, for snacks, I'll do meat sticks like chomps where there's no additives. She's like, I use these things called raw bars, and those are 20 grams of protein. And she said that when it comes down to her eating schedule, she's pretty much like clockwork. She's very, very regulated in terms of how she eats. She wakes up hungry and she eats at 8 at the latest. She does work out fasted. So she works out on an empty stomach, which I've also done, and that's always been like a weight loss thing for me. And she did talk about that she does that to stay lean. And it's funny because there's also a fat activist that goes on and posts a lot about accepting her body and how, you know, she, like the other day, I thought this was interesting because she's like, I just worked out and I didn't do it on an empty stomach. And, you know, she used to do that to punish her body. And again, I understand when you've maybe had disordered eating or an eating disorder or something like that, how that type of thing can seem like punishment. But it's also, again, when you're using lifestyle tips, you know, working out on an empty stomach has always been something that I've been taught, and then eat protein right after. That's, you know, to build muscle. So, and Mari does that too. So anyway, but she eats right after. And, you know, she did used to think that there's like this very specific of like window of time where you're supposed to eat your protein, but she did have an expert. She had a doctor, Gabrielle Lyon, and she was just asking about the different times of eating, and Dr. Gabrielle was basically like, you know, it isn't really that important to be super specific, but as long as you're getting enough protein throughout the day. Again, she recommended a gram of protein. I think I misspoke earlier, but she said they recommend a gram of protein per pound of body weight. So that's why she tries to get the 150 grams per day. It's a mission, but she's like, it's life changing. She's like, you do end up eating less crap because you don't have these crazy cravings. She's like, and if you just feel full, then she's like, you just feel full when you're eating that much. Now, just a side note, I have to say, I found that too. When I am getting that full 100 grams of protein, and I should be getting 130 because that's what I weigh. But like when I was really trying to get that full like 100 to 130, I did notice I wasn't hungry. And it's nice not to be hungry, but it's also sometimes you want to like have something really taste delicious, and it doesn't taste as delicious unless you are hungry. So that's been a little bit of a dilemma for me with getting so much protein in. I know that sounds weird because you know, the goal is not to be hungry because then you stay in control, but then it's not as fun to eat when you're just, you know, full all the time. So anyway, that's just a personal dilemma that I'm dealing with. But anyway, she talks about it as just a really positive thing because your blood sugar's regulated, you're full all the time, and then protein builds muscle. So you're building that lean muscle, especially if you're weightlifting, you know, and when you're increasing your muscle mass, your body requires more calories just to exist every day. So, you know, you're burning fat when you're increasing your muscle. You know, muscle is so important as we age. It protects our bones. It helps with longevity. I guess Dr. Gabrielle was talking about just the different nutrition things that you can do that are related to preventing cognitive decline and diseases like Alzheimer's. So anyway, there's just a lot of information out there about how having strength, having muscle can help your overall health. The next tip is incorporating a lot of fat. And she's like, this isn't hard for me. She's like, I love fat. She's like, I'm definitely a savory type of girl, rather over sweets. And so she loves using ghee and tallow to cook in. She loves avocado and all kinds of healthy fats on her food. And she's just like, it's so important for brain health, for feeling satiated, for keeping blood sugar regulated. And I totally agree with that. It's so funny when you think back about the fat-free era that we all went through and how, you know, fat was demonized and everything was high sugar. And now we know better, right? So I incorporate a lot of fat from oil to butter to avocado. Same thing as Mari. Her third tip is finding a healthy sweet treat that you love. So she loves a can of poppy. She has this chocolate called Evolve Chocolate, and she has a few squares every day. She's like, the white chocolate is so creamy with clean ingredients. And she's like, you know, if you have these little treats throughout the day, you know, it can make eating healthy fun. She's like, you know, when I first got into this whole health kick, she's like, I thought, you know, everything had to be like chicken and broccoli, but it doesn't have to be boring like that. So find, you know, delicious, sweet treats, you know, that you can eat throughout your day. Now, I haven't looked up that brand, but I try to stay away from the sugar-free sugars, you know, those ones that have the sugar alcohol. They are very low in calories and they are tempting. I have found personally that they affect me weird. They make me very gassy, and it just doesn't feel like my system anyway doesn't really appreciate sugar-free sugar, sugary things, sugar alcohols. So I do find that I stick to like just the dark chocolate, you know, and fruit, natural fruit. So you know, like the bananas, like I eat a lot more bananas when I'm trying to cut back on processed sugar. So I agree with this. I do think that sometimes it's good just to have the real thing. Like, you know, I do. And you know, Dr. Anthony Balduzzi that I had, he's kind of this mindset. Find a healthy version of it. I do sometimes think that just have the real thing. Like, I don't like vegan ice cream. If I'm going to eat ice cream, I'm going to get the real thing. I mean, Froyo is good. I do like, but for me, non-dairy ice cream is a no-go. I'd rather have either frozen yogurt, which is delicious, or, you know, or the real ice cream. So I do think that overall you should have a lot of healthy treats, but I personally think sometimes indulge. The next tip is getting a hydro flask or some sort of big portable water container and just drinking a lot of water, right? So that's a basic tip everybody talks about. But she used to drink a gallon a day. She still drinks a ton. But just having that big flask that you carry around everywhere with you, she's like, it is really, really helpful. You know, and it does water, you know, having a hydrated body does make you feel energized and healthy, helps you feel full, helps you, you know, sometimes people think they're hungry, but they're really just dehydrated. I carry around a big, I want to say it's probably 32 ounces that I carry around. And I panic if I don't have water. I do have chronic dry mouth. It might be because I use so much cannabis, but I constantly need water and I love water. So I totally agree with this tip. I think it's also not good to waste, you know, plastic water bottles. So if you have one of those metal ones, what I like about it is in Arizona, I can keep it in my car. So if I'm going to meetings, you know, I'm not going to have a plastic water bottle, you know, giving me cancer when I come back to my car. It's been sitting in the heat all day. I like my big metal jug because it keeps things cold and safe from all the plastics melting into it. So I do think that that's a good tip for Mari. The next tip, don't leave the house hungry. So that is huge. She's like, the power of preparing ahead is so important for maintaining control. She's like, if I'm heading out for the day, I'll bring snacks. I'll eat a meal before I go. And she's like, it might be sound childish to bring snacks, but you've got to be prepared. She's like, most public places don't have great options. So you never know, you know, what they're going to be putting into things. You know, there could be extra canola oil or extra sugar, you know, the sauces. And she's like, don't get me wrong. She's like, I do eat out. But she's like, it's definitely good to have a snack with you. And that way you're making good decisions instead of grabbing like an Auntie Annie's pretzel. Auntie Annie's pretzels are delicious, but she's totally right, right? Like that was always something that we would talk to our weight loss clients about back in the day, having, you know, like portable snacks with you so you don't want to go through the drive-thru at McDonald's, right? And I used to carry around these little packages of dry, unsalted, roasted almonds. Now, I will say they were so unsatisfying because they did not taste good that I would find that I would be I felt like hungrier after I would eat those. But there are a lot of different, you know, macro bars or pieces of fruit or, you know, olives or, you know, protein bars. There's so many different things you can bring with you. Nuts that don't taste gross, you know, like, you know, I like cashews. Now, dry roasted saltless cashews do taste much better than almonds. So I do find that keeping some raw almonds or raw cashews around can be satisfying. But I do think that that's a great tip. Now, her next tip is don't be sedentary. And what she means by this is, you know, a lot of people are stuck behind a computer at their job, and it's just very easy to just like not move around all day. And she's like, just get up and walk around the block, get your steps in. You know, it helps if you're, you know, if you're trying to keep weight off or stay lean, you know, just think about how many steps you're really getting and try to get over 10,000 steps. You know, even if you're just, you know, doing some jumping jacks beside your desk. You know, her husband does push-ups, you know, paces around while he's talking on the phone. And she's like, he's constantly fit and in shape. And part of it is because he's constantly moving his body. I do find in between, you know, interviews when I'm at my side hustle job, because now I'm having to be behind my computer a lot more. And I sit on an exercise ball for a little bit of core stability. And sometimes I will just drop down and do some push-ups. So, and I go outside just for good mental health, you know, especially now because it's so beautiful outside. And I will take that little walk around, go have a little snack outside in the sun. But I do agree. And plus that little dose of vitamin D, if you can get outside for a second, puts you in a better mood, is good for, you know, your overall health, your sleeping patterns. So there's all kinds of benefits to that. So I thought that was a really good tip. The next one is a good one too, because it's don't have an all or nothing attitude. And she talks about how she's seen this in people around her. She's like, I used to be like this. She's like, you know, if I had a quote unquote cheat meal, or if I've been off track, she's like, oh, mentally I might as well just keep going for the whole day or the whole week. You know, but she's like, you know, the other night I went out for a date night, I had a burger, I had a martini, and she's like, I got up the next day and I worked out. She's like, it's more about consistency than perfection. She's like, I eat healthy probably 90% of the time, but you know, I'm also working out regularly. She said, you know, we need to live our lives and go out and enjoy and then just get back to the routine. And, you know, it'll be a blip on the radar that doesn't mean anything. It's the overall consistency. I'm definitely, you know, side note of the podcast review, I'm not as consistent as Mari. I mean, I'm consistent enough. I would say I eat healthy probably, I don't know. I try to do the 80-20 rule. Sometimes it's more like 70-30 probably, but I will say I used to be just like that. I used to be all or nothing, and I have also changed that. Now, I might have a whole day where I indulge, you know, especially if it's a Sunday, and I might take the day off from working out and have a very unbalanced day. The next day, I get right back to it because, you know, I usually feel gross the next day. So again, that consistency is important. Her next tip is keep things interesting. You know, you don't want to get bored. Try new things, try new workouts, go work out with a friend. You know, she moving to Austin, she's like, has made fitness very exciting. She can go outside and do all kinds of different things. I think that's a good tip. Personally, I get very, very bored. You know, I was just doing this little exercise that I saw this older lady doing on Instagram. I think she's probably in her 70s, and you know, she talks about aging and longevity, and you know, she's constantly like showing these functional movements for seniors. And I did one of them today. I'm like, hey, if it's good for seniors, it's good for me. So I did that. I kind of ended my workout today with that one. She's like, this is a full body workout. It was basically like a bridge. Like you put your butt in a bridge and then you swung yourself back, almost like doing a backwards dip with your legs. And it was a full body workout. I mean, it exhausted me at the end of my workout. So I was like, okay, that was a good one. The next tip that Mari gives, don't let societal norms shape the way you live. She's like, when you do get healthy, you'll start to realize how unhealthy the normal standards are. And she's like, let me explain. So she's like, when I got healthy and learned more about alcohol, you know, certain ingredients like canola oil or artificial sugars, you know, she'd go out and about and see everybody drinking and eating certain things that I knew had horrible ingredients. And the way I was living was kind of on the outskirts of society. You know, when they say there's more people that are millionaires in the world than have six packs. And she's like, it's not about having a six pack. That doesn't mean that you're like the picture of health. She's like, but living this way and choosing the harder path in life is not normal. She's like, you do have to be very intentional in today's world to live healthy. And she's like, and I applaud anyone that's choosing that path and choosing to be ingredient conscious and cook more at home. She's like, work out every day, get enough water. She's like, and you know, people that are just choosing to be very educated about, you know, what they put in their body. You know, she's like, it's not easy. And it is easy to be swayed by other people who might be out there drinking beer. So, you know, if you are someone who's feeling isolated from your friends and family, you know, because of similar things that, you know, just know, she's like, it's internally that it's all worth it. She's like, what's more important than your health? If, you know, as we get older, you know, especially if you want to have kids. Now, I will say I felt a little internally guilty over this tip because I have been known to be a little bit of a food pusher. Now, I'm not proud of this. And I have admitted to this in several podcasts, like, you know, especially around my stepfather, who I know he's like addicted to sugar, and, you know, and he has been 100 pounds heavier than he is. So he is very conscious, and he has these certain times and days that he'll allow himself to eat sugar and certain times he doesn't. And there have been times that I've been like, that I haven't respected that, right? That I've been like, oh, George, like have this cupcake and it's so good. And because it comes from like, I feel like it's coming from a good place where I like to want him to enjoy something delicious that I know he's going to love. But at the same time, I'm pushing him. I'm being a food pusher and I'm trying to take him out and away from his own nutrition and fitness goals, which is so wrong to do. Like I feel very guilty about doing that. And, you know, and like my friend who's vegan, you know, or trying to be vegan, you know, like we're all like, they're coming over for a Bravo night soon. And I'm like, can I build a charcuterie board with cheese or are you not going to have cheese? And she's not going to have cheese. And so I was like, okay. This is what I'm proud about. I am going to create a vegan meal for her and my friends because I do happen to have this delicious recipe that is insanely good and it's vegan. So I am going to make this to honor her veganism or, you know, her trying to be vegan. And this is a delicious meal. So I'm not going to be a food pusher that night. I'm trying to learn. Okay. But this is a good tip, right? Society will try to push stuff on you, including myself. So watch out for me if you meet me out in the wild. But I agree that if you have certain goals and they're important to you, you know, don't let external motivations, you know, try to push you from your goals. You know, I am someone that is a little bit susceptible to temptation, to cravings, to suggestion. So anyway, but I do think that that's a good tip. Her next one is find people who match your values. You know, she has a husband that's a great partner and they constantly support each other. I think sometimes I'm a good influence for Chad and sometimes, you know, I try to live by example. And I think that we both are good motivations for each other. The next tip educate yourself around nutrition and fitness. She's like, there's a lot of misinformation out there, especially when it comes to things like, oh, you know, if you lift weights, you'll get bulky at the gym. She's like, that's such a misconception. And she's like, you know, people just need to be more educated because there's so much emotion tied into diet culture and there's a lot of money to be made. So she's like, companies are constantly trying to tap into that and push you towards products that might not be good for you. I mean, think of like all the flat tummy tea promoters in the world and how that's actually bad for you. So I think that that's a really good tip to get educated. I listen to a ton of different podcasts on, you know, from different doctors to functional medicine professionals, and it's all great information. For her, learning what her macros were huge. And then the last tip is using your calendar to build out your goals. She's like, if you're having trouble making time for working out, put it on your calendar as a non-negotiable. She's like, it will eventually become a great lifestyle for you if you're structuring your day, and it'll ensure that you're getting regimented. So that is the end of Mari's tips and the podcast review. I thought they were very, very good. And again, I think that hers is a true lifestyle shift. And I think, you know, it's smart to not try to do all of those at once. You know, if you're just getting started, you know, incorporating small things that are achievable, feeling good about that, and then moving on to more is always, I think, the best approach for anything in life. And so that's the show for today. I hope you all enjoyed it. If you have any suggestions for podcasts that you'd like me to review, please DM me at the Diet Obsessed Podcast on Instagram. Please follow me. Please leave a rating or review for this show. It means the world to us podcasters. You can subscribe to Patreon or Apple Podcasts to get the premium episodes twice a month to three times a month if you're on my VIP subscription level. But until we meet again, I hope all of you have a very balanced week.